I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the heat's been nearly unbearable for several days here in West Virginia, so finding a place to catch fish biting is not an easy feat. But one high percentage place to look is in the tailwaters of the state's locks and dams. We'll talk more about that right after this. When water warms with the summer heat, it tends to lose oxygen, and that can be a losing proposition for fish, and they're going to search out cooler water. Well, the place to find that is where the water's moving, so look for current. DNR District Fisheries biologist Jeff Ansbarger tells us there's no better place to find current than below one of the locks and dams on the navigable rivers of the state.
Those are hot spots anyway on the navigable rivers and also across our state, but especially so at this time of the year with the warm weather. And like you said, the flowing water is... Most fish are drawn to that because of the increased oxygen, and that's a good place to start.
Why is it that fish would be drawn to those locations downstream of a dam?
Water is just very unique, has unique properties, and at higher temperatures, it's not able to bond and connect with oxygen as well, so you don't have as much oxygen in warmer water. And because of the water flowing through the lock and dam and being churned, it naturally creates more oxygen in the water just by that effect. So even though it's warmer and not really able to hold much oxygen, just the physical act of it passing through the lock generates more oxygen, and that attracts fish to
it. The beauty of fishing in one of those locations is not only the concentration of fish, but the concentration of multiple species.
Exactly, and that's one of the neat things about fishing below a tail race is you never know. You may be targeting a specific fish, but you may catch something totally different. You know, when we catch fish to take to National Hunting and Fishing Days, we try to capture some below some of the locks, and you can get about anything down there. We've seen bowfin, white bass, hybrid bass, muskies, largemouth, smallmouth, skipjack, shad, everything that's in the navigable rivers could be behind the lock.
And depending on the species, you may find one kind of shallow and the other deep. But one key is to get your bait down into the water column, and that's going to involve some tackle risk.
Yes, and a lot of times you'll lose terminal tackle doing that, but if you're not fishing on the bottom or being able to get it down, like you said, you're not fishing in the strike zone. So that's just kind of a price of fishing behind those locks, is be prepared to retie often and make sure you have some extra terminal tackle.
And the locks and dams on the state's rivers are maintained by the Army Corps of Engineers, and most have public fishing access both on the dam side and the lock side. So take advantage of an opportunity and see what you can land in one of our state's lock and dam tailwaters. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.